Quincy Jones, Stranded in Europe. I'm Scott Willis, and today we're talking jazz. Back in 1959, composer Harold Arlen's blues opera Free and Easy was set to tour Europe. It seemed like a good idea. A young Quincy Jones, before he saw fame as a producer, was appointed the band leader and given carte blanche to pick the musicians for the performance. The lineup included Clark Terry, Melba Liston, Jerome Richardson, and a 28-year-old Phil Woods. In December of that year, they opened in Amsterdam and had planned to be on the road for about 6 months. Free and Easy, however, came to a halt less than 3 months later. 26-year-old Quincy was determined to keep this stellar 16-piece band together, so he hustled gigs for the group all over Europe for the next half year without the help of an agent or a backer.
Voici le grand orchestre de Quincy Jones.
To keep the money coming in, he arranged music for recording sessions at a feverish pace, and even wrote his first film score for the Swedish film, The Boy and the Tree. All told, Q spent $50,000 of his own money keeping the band afloat. After Quincy had exhausted his finances, the band returned back to the States after 9 nomadic months on the road. The young band leader got back on his feet working at Mercury Records. He became the label's vice president only 3 years later. And today, Quincy Jones is one of the world's most acclaimed producers, not just in jazz, but in the music industry as a whole. I'm Scott Willis, and we're talking jazz.